This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Trends for respiratory illnesses in Colorado keep looking better after a tough end of 2022. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped to 185. That's the lowest number since the end of October and more than 200 less than it was after Thanksgiving. Most utilities tracking the virus in wastewater show flat or declining trends. RSV hospitalizations in five metro counties have dropped considerably since November, when hospitals were packed, especially with children. The number of patient visits for influenza-like illness is still above baseline, but it's also been dropping in recent weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Xcel Energy plans to install a massive new battery in Pueblo to store renewable energy. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Colorado's largest gas and power company is partnering with Forum Energy to build an Iron Air battery at its Comanche Generating Station, a coal power plant it plans to shutter by 2031. The technology should store electricity 25 times longer than traditional lithium-ion batteries, but it hasn't been extensively tested. That kind of long-duration storage could be critical as Xcel shifts to wind and solar, which are more variable than fossil fuels. The company says the battery could be ready as soon as 2025. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The annual X Games are back in Aspen starting today. The halfpipes, snowboarding, skiing, and other extreme sports will happen at Buttermilk Mountain over the weekend. The events will be televised on ESPN and streamed on YouTube. The competitions are free and open to the public. This is CPR News. It's 3:06.